having the real experiences beyond being called a Christian. He must understand how to function there. Christ is a place. So God wants a church that is in charge of the earth before he returns. In the last days, I will pour out my Shabbat. I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. He says, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. The day you got born again, you changed nationality. Yet you were sent as an emissary. You were sent as an occupational team to bring the government of that heavenly kingdom to build on the earth.
You can't sit in church inactive. Okay. Your receiver must be activated every time you come to church. And that's very important. The Bible says, with meekness receive the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. I mean, there's a lot of meekness involved. Amen. Meaning, no matter what you think you know, no matter what you think you have heard before, no matter what you think you have accomplished, every time you come before God, under the ministry of the word and the spirit, there is a humility required. That's what that scripture is saying. He says, with meekness you receive. Meaning, without meekness, we cannot receive. Are we together this morning? Meaning, every time there is meekness, there's a pull. Let me put it this way. The proof that you have the disposition of meekness to receive from God is that hunger to receive what is being said. Are we together? Very important. So there has to be, you are jumping on every word the preacher is preaching. You are jumping on every word the teacher is bringing forth by this way. You are jumping. And I tell you something, listen, if you have been in this for years now, you will know when people are jumping at every word that is coming out of your mouth. Amen. So you learn, you can come and sit in church, okay, what are they saying? Okay, nice stuff. No. You must have the disposition that, look, what is being shared today has the ability to move me to the next level. Hallelujah. Even if we have to come to church every day, you must have that disposition. Why? In the realm of God, there are infinite possibilities. We never arrive, even after we see him face to face. We never arrive. Glory to God. The present continues. The learning continues. The receiving from God, the impartations continue. So very important. I want you to jump at every word in this four-part series. Okay? Jump at every word. Extremely important. Jump at every word. Let it be hunger in your heart. Jesus said, don't cast your pearl before swine. He said, don't give that which is precious to dogs. I read that many years ago and I made up my mind that scripture is not addressing me. Amen. Meaning, every time I listen to my mentors, my pastors, and they are sharing, whether I'm present physically or I'm listening through materials, there is that disposition that, Lord, I'm not, you know the swine. You know swine? He said, don't cast your pearl. Pearl is something precious before pigs. Amen. Because they don't know the value. So I made up my mind, every time the word of God is shared, that scripture will not be fulfilling my life. So I'll not be a pig that does not appreciate precious things. Am I talking to you this morning? You know why I have to say this? A lot of times, church folks, that's the way they are. They come to church, they don't listen. They come to church, they don't pay attention. They come to church, they just sit down religiously. They come to church, they are thinking, okay, this pastor, okay, what does he have to say? Let me hear something. Okay, is it new? Okay, I heard it before. I heard on radio that day. You see, if you are like that as a believer, you are not going anywhere. Write it down. Write it down. You've seen us bring guest ministers here, and you see the way I respond to the word. How many of you have seen? Yes, amen. Very important. I wish I could play videos of where the places I was while I was growing up before I became a pastor. There's a definite response to God's word. You don't sit like a bomb on a log and you don't respond to God's word. You are not excited about, you can't go far. Amen. Listen, if the word of God cannot help you, the God of the word is helpless. So if you are going to go far, you must settle your attitude towards God's word. You must settle your disposition towards the teaching of God's word. You must settle your disposition towards receiving the word of God every time he's been taught. Meaning, you hang on every word. You hang on every word. You hang on every word. You know, with meekness, you are receiving the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. I remember Peter said, the end of faith is the salvation of your soul. Meaning, the moment your soul is converted, you have the manifestation. That's what he's saying. So actually, the problem is the conversion of the soul. A Christian wants to prosper. He cannot enter into the manifestation until his soul is converted. A Christian wants to be healed and walk in divine healing. A Christian wants to break forth in his career, in his business, in ministry, into a certain dimension of operation. He cannot see the manifestations until his soul is converted. Didn't you hear what Jesus said in Matthew 13? He said, if they can hear with their ears and see with their eyes and understand with their heart and be converted, and I should heal them. I should heal them. I should manifest their expectations. I should heal them. That's what he's saying. Meaning I'm under obligation to perform for them their heart desires. Oh, is somebody here this morning? And as simple as it is, part of it is, yes, sir, that I'm hearing other people saying. You have to learn it. As simple, when you hear a word that comes to you, yes, sir, responding. When they say hallelujah, saying amen. It's important. See, there are different rates of growth spiritually. Those that grow very fast, there are things they know. And that's part of what I'm teaching you. You know, there is no growth, there is slow growth, there is medium growth, and there is fast growth. The speed at which your mind is renewed affects your success a great deal. By now you know that. So what I'm teaching you, you don't say, 80% of us were born into Orthodox churches. That's the truth, including me. Glory to God. So don't say my background will come to church just quiet. No, if you are taught new things, part of humility is say, is this what to do? Then you agree and do it. Are you with me? So when the word of God is going on, that disposition of your heart that shows in how you hang onto every word that comes is critical. It affects the speed of the renewal of your mind. He does. So when it's time to shout in church, you shout. When it's time to, they say, lift your hands and worship, you do. When it's time to respond to the word that has been preached, you respond. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I said hallelujah. Amen. I just thought now that when hallelujah is said, you should respond. Hallelujah. Praise Amen. The Lord. Yeah, we say praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
The Lord.
Amen. 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 All right. Glory to God forevermore. All right, we say jump, it's time to fly. Mele bagabaya. Listen, I speak by the Spirit. Some of you seated here. In the next 3 months, before this year is over, you will step into certain things. You will step into certain things that if you were asked at the beginning of the year that this was possible, you will not believe it. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I don't know who I'm speaking to this morning, but in different areas of your life, after these 2 Sundays of teaching about how to jump and fly, you are breaking into exclusive circles. Oh, I know there's somebody here. You are breaking into exclusive circles. In that industry, in that sphere, in that organization, in that your mountain, you are breaking into exclusive circles. Meaning they said this circle is for a select few, it's for people. Suddenly you are inside. They say, operating at this level is for this kind of people. Suddenly you are inside. In the name of Jesus. Sit. I told you, every pilonia, I didn't plan to teach this. I was in my study or in the office, I can't remember, during the week, and the Spirit of God began to talk to my heart that many of us are underliving. Many of us are not utilizing the opportunities that has come to us, or that is coming to us. Many of us are waiting when we are supposed to be jumping. Amen. And the Spirit began to talk to me about how that, listen, if you don't get out of the cliff, even when you have the parachute, it can't come on. And there's an experience you can't have. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Parachutes don't come on while you are standing on the cliff. You have to jump. You have to jump. Some of you are carrying something that are not out, that we cannot see, that the world is not experiencing, because you are not jumping to fly. I'm about to provoke you in these 2 Sundays. Oh, I'm about to provoke you. See, I say by the Spirit, it may not be many, but some of you enter into your millions this year. The impact of this teaching is to be seen this year. Jump. It's time to fly. So the Spirit of God began to tell me that if you don't challenge my people to jump off the cliff, they will not see the parachute come out. And they can never experience that flight. That experience of flying. Either from the aircraft or from the cliff. Is somebody with me this morning? In this season, honestly, I don't know who is with me. I don't know who is with me. Listen, this is not one of the messages you hear and archive. Amen. At where you are, whether it's time to take action or it's time to make investment for when the opportunity comes, you will do something with this message. You would have to do something with this message. Life is a gradual progress. It's not for you. Listen, if you believe that, let me tell you something. At the rate at which you are going, how long do you think it's going to take for you to fulfill your destiny and actualize your vision? Tell me the truth. Some of you 500 years, some of you 200 years. Talk to me now. Am I talking to you this morning? Your monthly income is 50,000. You are seeing big vision of doing things with hundreds of millions and billions. You are not aware. It's going to take the next 200 years to get there. If you go at the rate at which you're going. If you go at the rate at which you're going. Are you hearing me this morning? That's the first thought I want to provoke you with. You ask yourself this morning, if I'm going at this pace, where will I fulfill my destiny? When would I actualize those dreams that God has placed in my heart to help my generation? If I keep going at this pace, ask yourself that question in your heart this morning. If you keep going, when is it going to happen? This is why you cannot believe in gradual progress. I've told you here before that, listen, to fulfill your destiny, you must believe that, look, for you, gradual progress is nice, but must be interrupted with seasons of the quantum leap. Yes, can you remember I told you that? Yes, hallelujah. Very important. You must expect interruptions. And you see, those interruptions of sudden happenings, of big things, of mega things, are not just up to God alone. Whether it's career, business, ministry, your walk with God, your marital life, family life, whatever dimension, is not just up to God. You have a part to play. You have a part to play. Listen, it's amazing. Every time I think about this, I think about how many all over the world are average and poor. Number one, I'm amazed. Number two, I'm not surprised. The more I learn about life, the more I'm not surprised. I gave you statistics about a month ago that it is said that all through human history, only 1% of humanity have done things or are doing things to shape their generation and to shape human history. It's amazing. Actually, not up to 1%. Not up to 1%. Somewhere like 0.2% or 0.1%. Are you listening to me? And then we'll bring it to the modern world, about 1% or about 1% or still the same 0.5 to 1% humans on earth are really living their dreams. Are really doing things that will cause significant impact on their world. When you hear things like that, are you challenged? Now, do you know what we call the remaining 99%? I've told you before. You know what we call them? Who remembers? Traffic. They call remaining 99% of humans on earth traffic. Meaning the remaining people are existing. They are contributing to traffic. But can I shock you? It's not difficult to be traffic. It's very easy to be part of traffic. By default setting, if you don't do anything, are you following me? If you are not aggressive about jumping off the cliff and be determined to have certain experiences, be determined to live your life, your best life, you join the traffic. Oh, you will join the traffic. He said, Pastor, I read a professional course in school and had a first class. It's okay, you are still part of traffic. I had a first class from electrical engineering, part of traffic. Pastor, my salary is 500,000 per month. I'm a young man. You are still part of traffic. You're part of traffic. Is somebody listening to me this morning? We're talking about significant things that can only be equal to walking on the water. When people that know you look at you and they know that look is supernatural forces at work. And they know that look, this is not following the normal curve of existence. That's what I'm telling you. That's what I'm talking about. And that realm is possible. That realm is God. Wait, let me show I'm in the right church this morning. How many of you are interested in what I'm talking about? Please. Oh, you are interested. Glory to God. Then I can continue. Well, listen, these two Sundays is for hungry people. It's for people that are genuinely grateful but genuinely dissatisfied. I told you that you can be grateful and be dissatisfied. We call it grateful but dissatisfied. You are very grateful to the Lord for how far, but you are extremely dissatisfied. Hungry people. Hungry people. Hungry people. People who are ready to do something out of the box. People who are ready to drive themselves to go beyond what people expect them to do. The expectations of men. Those are people I'm talking about this morning. Those are people I'm talking to this morning. Do you ever wake up in the morning and somewhere in your heart you know you are better than this? Have you ever looked at your face in the mirror and deep down in your heart you know you could be more? You are the one I'm talking to. You are the one I'm talking to. Somehow you know you belong in the air, even though you are still walking on the ground. You are the one I'm talking to. Oh, somehow your background not important, but something tells you that there's something more to you than it is now. Irrespective of what you've been through, irrespective of what people think about you, you know deep down it could be more. I don't know how yet, but I'm more than this. I'm more than this. You are the one I'm talking to. You are the one I'm talking to. There's no way we can bless our world if we don't think that way. The average life is a deception that has been sold to us. A very big and heavy deception. You hear people talk about the middle class. It's a mirage. It's a mirage. It doesn't exist. You are either rich or poor. You are either very impactful or you are a decorated failure. Are you listening? I know I'm sounding very radical. But follow me closely. You will get blessed. You are ever ready to really live life and be a blessing to your generation and make an impact and see yourself as part of the solution and see yourself as someone that God has called and ordained and anointed to make a difference, or you are part of the crowd and the traffic. There's no middle zone. That decision, I know this is what our education system does. You go to school and unconsciously they condition you to be a slave. Am I talking this morning? They condition you to be average. They condition you, if you can get a 2-1 or a first class, you can get a good salary. Okay, when you work for 5 years, they give you a promotion. You can get a car loan, buy a car, get a car. They say, just start building. Okay, you have 2 cars, you marry. You say, have some stream of income somewhere. You have another 100,000 coming in every month. And then nothing really big to look forward to. You are delivered this morning. This is why many are in the rat race. That defect in understanding. That wrong training. So people are not in the rat race. So, have you done NYC? Yes, I'm finishing. In fact, there are people that feel bad that their classmate finished NYC a batch before them. I'm amazed. Are you serious? In this big world. They are feeling bad. They posted everybody. I was not posted. Okay, I'm in stream 2 or the second batch. Please, who help? But you are amazing. There are people that are still pained by that, and because of that wrong upbringing, wrong mental orientation. Yes, that I want to take first position thinking of primary school. You remember that? First position, and then you are hiding what you know, what you read. You'll be small. Oh, glory to God. So somebody is pained that she wasn't posted for NYC, okay, with her classmate. Listen, oh, I posted something on Facebook some days ago. How many of you saw it? I said, when God created you, he put you in a class of your own. So you are not in anybody's class, and nobody is in your class. Is a fact of life. Nobody is in your class. You are not in anybody's class. You are only in competition with yourself. Listen, even if you win the rat race, you are still a rat. You are still a rat. Think about it. Oh, glory to God. Come on, shout it. I'm ready to live my best life now. Are you getting blessed? Am I boring you? Grateful but dissatisfied. You are hungry. You are hungry. Listen, if you are not really passionately pursuing something, something is wrong with you. You need help. Because it's not part of human wiring. It's not part of your wiring. So when you get to a point where you are not looking forward to something, okay, you are not ambitious. That's in the biblical sense now. Something is wrong. Because based on our wiring, your heart is to passionately pursue big things. You were designed for adventure. Are you still here? Let's get into the message now. Listen, big things can happen to you now. Big things can happen for you now. It mustn't be 5 years from now. This may not be for everybody, but for someone sitting and listening to me right now. That thinking that, look, we will go gradually, you have to change it, right? And that thinking that big things will happen 2 years from now, 5 years from now, is not true. It can happen now. Are you with me? It can happen now. Very important. Very important. You know, the Bible says in Romans chapter 1, verse 20, that the invisible things of God are made manifest, are revealed, and understood by the things which are made. Okay, or by the things which are visible. Very important. It means every physical pattern, every visible pattern we see has a correct and a genuine parallel in the realm of the spirit. Amen. So we talk about quantum physics. Now I'm going to do a teaching on quantum leap next year. Okay, extensively. Okay, but this is just a part of it, just to stir you and challenge you. All right. There's what we call classical physics. Classical physics follows the normal gradual progress. Okay, gradual, the laws, we call it Newtonian physics, right? Okay, mechanics and co. Okay, the things by physical observation. And there was a level of advancement that was made based on classical physics. I want you to follow me. Based on classical physics. But you see, at the point, scientists began to observe a phenomenon. They're called quantum. Okay, they call it quantum leap, quantum physics. That's what we got the quantum leap from. They observe that atoms, okay, at subatomic level, follow me closely, all right, at subatomic level behaved in a certain way. That this subatomic particle at a particular time just get excited and for some reason just jump. Oh, they jump from lower orbit into higher orbit. And in fact, it is said that sometimes the energy they use to jump is even less than the energy they used to go around the orbits. And then it was based on this discovery we have the technological advancement we have today. Your LED TV, your electromagnetic wave, your phones, your microwave, the scaling of technological advancement became enormous based on that discovery. Amen. Glory to God forevermore. So in life, there are classical people and there are quantum people. Write it down. In Christianity, in the kingdom, there are classical people and there are quantum people. This teaching is to introduce you to the thinking and the actions and to challenge you and to release impartation on you to be a quantum believer. Quantum believer. You jump from orbit to orbit. You don't just go around the circle and wait for gradual progress. Now, if all I did in this first service is to lay foundation, I'm fine. Are you still with me? So I said, there are classical people and there are quantum people. Classical people are people that have gradual progress. I'll paint some pictures for you. Quantum people are people that believe that gradual progress are interrupted with jumping and flying. Hallelujah. And I'm going to shock you with the way of thinking of people that will jump and fly. I'm going to shock you with certain things I will say. Very important. When we see people doing and building big things, we think they are better than us. They are not. Kai. Most times people just assume they are, please, can you not record? Can you not record? You get the audio on the video eventually. Okay. Amen. Most times we just think that probably they are positioned at certain place of advantage that we are not. It's not true. It is not true at all. It's not true. Most times we feel they have certain natural advantages that we don't have. It's not true. Are you listening to me? I don't know how many of you have seen, maybe you had classmates or friends that suddenly blew into the millions correctly. They blew into the multi-millions. They went into business. Things began to work. And you know, I was in the same class with this guy. What suddenly happened? He doesn't necessarily have better opportunities than you. He just knew certain things. He just had an orientation, a configuration of the mind. And that's the first thing I'll be handling this morning. A configuration of the mind. If you are to jump and fly, there's a configuration of the mind. You have to reconfigure your mental framework and ideology. Write it down. That's the number one step. Readjusting your mental framework and ideology. Oh, dear Lord Jesus. Look up at me, everyone. Let me give you something somebody posted recently. And it's amazing. It was a conversation between someone and maybe four people. Look up at me. He said, how long will it take you to buy BMW? Okay. The lawyer said, working 6 to 9 months. Okay. On the air. Amen. They asked the doctor, okay, working 6 to 9 months. They asked an engineer, maybe working, okay, 10 to 13, 14 months. Okay, I'll buy BMW. They asked Mr. Tata, for illustration's sake, okay, how long will it take you? He said, maybe 3 to 5 years, because BMW is a big company. Listen, the others were thinking about car. We are just starting the talk. Now, the others were thinking about car. What he heard from the question was the company. What he heard. Now, I'm talking about a way of thinking. Are you listening to me? A way of thinking. I told you. Listen, you can renew your mind for a living. They can ask you, what do you do for a living? Say, I renew my mind for a living. And you are not wrong. Because listen, the moment you can readjust your mental framework, you can help humanity. We are brought up in a culture of mediocrity, in a culture of lack, in a culture of smallness, in a culture of average life. Are you listening to me? And we are missing the picture, the correct picture of what God has on his mind when he made us. We were not made for crumbs. We were not made for survival. I told you, survival is for animals. Humans were created for a higher purpose. Are you listening to me? We're created to shake up things. Who says between now and December you cannot handle 50 million to do things? Who says? Who says? Your mental framework. There's a way people that jump and fly think. There's a way they think. Part of it, I will re-emphasize again. They do not believe in the concept of gradual progress for life. They believe that, look, there have to be seasons to jump and fly. And some of you are at that point where you tell yourself, we can't be doing the things like this anymore. I can't live. My income cannot be 100,000 every month anymore. No problem. I would rather go hungry and start generating millions in the next 3 months. That is a jump past thinking. Are you listening? I'm at the beginning of thinking, what can we do? That's the first thing. That there has to be interruption of gradual progress. I'm disrupting your neural pathways. I know. This disruptive teaching. Are you listening to me? Are you getting blessed? I told you to raise your hand if you are interested in what I'm sharing. And I saw hands up. That's why I'm talking like this. I told you it's a fact. For some of us, if nothing is done to fulfill that vision, God's vision for your life to be everything is going to take the next 200 years. At the rate at which you're going, is a fact. Is that what you want? No. No. Hallelujah. That's a way of thinking. The second thing is no sense of delayed youthfulness. In that mental framework, no sense of delayed youthfulness. Meaning, listen, there is no such thing as I will get to this level when I'm 40. You can as well be inside now. There's no such thing as when I turn 50. It's not true. Those are cultural mental blockades given to us based on the pictures we saw growing up. Oh, we saw that our uncle became a millionaire at 45. So something told us that you have to have had your children, your first child in GS2 before you become a millionaire. You saw the most successful person around you became a bank manager. And he had 3-4 cars. And how old was he? He was 42. So in your mind, something told you. You are 27. But something told you to operate at the level of Uncle Jones. Maybe around, if I'm better, maybe I have to be 39. Cultural mental blockades. So you are leaving the big things for later. You are living opportunities directly comes to you. You don't see it. You can't even see it because of that defect in thinking. You can't even see yourself as possibly be a multi-millionaire, at least in Naira, as a 25-year-old. You can't see it. You must change that thinking. The world has gone very fast. Very, very fast. Hope you know there are teenage multimillionaires in dollars who started the company. Do you understand? Teenagers. Let me just pause and say this to someone. The money you are looking for is somewhere. Go and get it and start doing that thing. Amen. There's a way of thinking. No delayed sense of youthfulness. At every point, you must tell yourself, I'm already too old for this level. Are you listening? And for my dear ladies, please don't wait for marriage to start living. I beg you by the mercies of God. By the mercies of God. The world needs you. Are you listening? The world is not just that man that needs you. The world needs you. Are you listening? Let marriage just be a temporary interruption of what you are doing. The world needs you. Can I get an amen? Don't put your life on the hold because a man hasn't come to marry you yet. That is a lie from the pit. That's a deception. You cannot think like that. Start living your life now. I'm provoking someone this morning. Start living your life now. If you see yourself as going to be a public speaker, start developing yourself now. Go to secondary school and start talking to them. Are you listening? Start talking to them. You see your future in politics, start joining a political party now. Are you listening? At least be somebody's PA, strategist. Do something. Do something. Are you listening to me? You said you have a place in news media. And why are you not blogging yet? Why? I'm surprised that I can't see people in this church who blog nationally. What are you waiting for? You are waiting till 2 years from now, 5 years from now. It's time to jump. It's time to jump. Are you listening? It's time to jump. Yes, it will affect your schedule. Yes, you can't sleep as much as you're sleeping now. I know. You can't gist as much as you are gisting now. I know. Come on now. It's somebody with me. But that's good news. The Bible says a little sleep, a little slumber, little. A little folding of the arm. He says, so shall your poverty come like an arm robber. So poverty travels. Poverty is not a native of Africa. Poverty is not a native of Africa. I tell Africans, poverty is not a traveler. He just settles where he's accommodated. And I get an amen. Are you getting provoked? It's time to jump. It's time to jump. It's a way of thinking. It's time to jump. It's time to jump. Ministry, we are about to jump. Just what? Jump. Jump. Let me tell you something. You know, Bishop Oyedepo told one of his mentees, he said, start building. He said, sir, there's no money. He said, nobody has money when they build. He said, anybody that is building something did not have the money. That's what he said. They didn't. I'm not talking about politicians who stole money. Real people that do big things. I told you, when you jump off the cliff, that's when the parachute will come up. As long as you are there, you can't see the resources, you can't see the connections, you can't see the possibilities, you can't see the help that God has made available. And those things are like the parachute. You can't see the giftings on your inside. Come out. You can't see it. Imagine if I was still waiting to start church. Are you listening? No, just imagine. If I'm still waiting. Oh, we started church. I wasn't married. I said, I can't wait. The wife will meet me on the way. Amen. Are you listening? It's okay. Do be having Sunday evening meeting or Friday evening meeting. When you marry, you now have church because their eyes. I cannot wait. Are you listening? And I'm glad I did. Glory to God. Are you still here? There was no money. We jumped. There was a saying that we just started. I said, the money we need will meet us on the way. Yes, on the way. We jumped. Yes, I came into this town maybe with 15,000 naira. I can't remember. Because I had given everything out with my books and my. Of course, I told you some of the stories. At the time when it was time to start church, I had finished the money. There was no money. We had not paid for nothing. I remember my dad sent 150,000 when he heard we were starting church. That was what we used to pay for the venue. To pay for the first 4 weeks for the venue. I listen. And the remaining 10,000, maybe we use it to do something. And then we started anyhow. You know, this is like point three, but let me just mention it at this point. There's a, as well, since I'm talking about meta framework, those who jump, there's a way they think. Those who are classical, you know, we say they are classical Christian and they are quantum Christian. Those who are classical Christian, they want to aim, then fire. No. Those who jump, they fire, then aim. And God told you to start business. That's the secret. I just told you. It's okay. I'm Isaiah. It's market. Blah, blah, blah. You are talking story. Fire, then aim. Fire. Those of you that are business people here, you know what they call it? Analysis paralysis. You overanalyze until you are weak. God, this thing cannot work. And then you are waiting for the next idea. What you just left is good. Is somebody with me? Guys that jump and fly, you fire, then you aim. That was all we did. Bam! They said, we have started church. We're in. Our hands are on the plow. We can't run away anymore. Let me tell you, everything was against us. Are you listening? But we are here doing very well. To the glory of the King. Glory to God. You jump. There's a way of thinking. How did we move into this place? When we moved in, just this hall was 3.2 million. That was years ago. How many were we? Were young? Most of the people were students. It's still the same principle of learning how to jump. The same month we moved here, we went on radio. Was on radio three times. Then there's this guy in Lagos that is late now, 5 p.m. on Rhythm FM. What's his name again? Charles. Charles B. Yes, I was just before Charles B. He was the everywhere. People were just calling me. We were just before Charles B. 15 before Charles B. Success recipe. Glory to God. The same month that I moved here, I was on went on radio. You know, Reverend K later told me that, Pastor, when I say these things, that his heart filled. That I say we're going on radio. He was our chief financial officer there. I just can't say we're going on radio this year. We'll go on radio. And then we're getting a venue. In fact, we didn't know how expensive it was going to be. There was some money. We came, we met the landlord. I have to share this. You see, one of the reasons I believe pastors must be very prosperous and successful is because they are models. They are authority figures. People can see them and hear their story and adapt it into their business, careers, and personal ministry. Are you listening to me? Very important. We met the landlord. He said, no, we're not giving the place out. We went back the same day. He said, okay, you can come, but can you pay? He looked at, he sized us up. I said, sir, we can pay now. How much is it? He said, okay, just listen, 3.24 million. Okay, per annum. I said, okay, sir, you hear from us. We'll pay, we'll move it. He was surprised. I was in my 20s. In fact, he was in my office shortly, and I was my birthday. I was talking to someone. The person said, okay, I'm 20, this now, and all that. The man looked at me, he said, you are in your 20s? Then we have moved here, worried. He said, you are still in your 20s? Are you listening? He sized us up to call the whole story short. In a month, we were here. With his money and we change. Let me tell you, at the time we were talking to him, we didn't have more than 200,000 naira in the whole ministry. Do you understand? It's not about what is in your hand. There's a mental framework. There's a mental framework. That season was the first time somebody was giving me 1.5 million naira. First time. Landed 1.5. Boom. It was breakthrough. Glory to God. Are you listening? Glory to God. A way of thinking. I can't remember what I was telling recently. I said, just assume we didn't take that leap at that season. You know, we came here. We have tripled, okay, tripled, almost quadrupled, sir. Since we came here. We came here with about maybe 200 members or so. Are you listening? Almost quadrupled. Went on more radio stations, went on TV from here. How do you think we do it? There's a way of thinking. Listen, if we are looking at the environment, If you cut your clothes according to environment, you will not succeed. Are you listening to me? Am I talking to someone this morning? You can't look at Jaws and decide what you will do and what you will not do. Look at your Bible, look into your heart and decide what you are going to do. So the problem is not money at hand. There's a way of thinking. There's a way of thinking. Where you know that, look, once it's in my heart, I'm excited about it. Money or the means to get it done is secondary. It's secondary. Have you ever thought about it? Let's talk about Donald Trump, for example. Do you know he was in debt of, I think it was billions of dollars. Billions of dollars. Have you ever asked yourself, how do people like that sleep? Somebody is owing $1 billion. And he sleeps. He goes to play golf. Amen. Talk to me, somebody. No, think about it. You think about the heart attack for just a loan of 2 million. You think the whole world is finishing. Nonsense. Sleep. Again, a way of thinking. A way of thinking. Let me tell you, there are, as we are talking now, there are billions of naira resting in accounts that people are not doing anything with. Banker, is it true? And then you are crying for 1.5 million to start up. You know why you have not gotten it? You think it's your limitation. Money does not exist. Money only exists in the minds of the poor. Money is a tool created by the rich to control the poor. Write it down, and as long as you live, never forget that. Money is a tool designed by the rich to control the poor. When the rich need to do things, is money a limitation? They know the money is somewhere. They'll raise it. They'll get it. And that those that are really, really, really rich don't even see money. I told you, billionaires don't discuss businesses. They discuss human destinies. They just say, okay, Africa, what's happening? What can we do? They are saying, okay, there's so much poverty here. What do we do? This sickness. That's the meeting they have every day, all the time. Let me tell you something. Never you think it's because they have money somewhere. No. Those monies are figures. They are figures. I heard a billionaire say that one day he went to the bank and said, give me $200,000. And then he carried it and came to his house. He said, okay, let me see money. He said, because I don't see this money. Yes. He said, I don't see this money. Am I talking to someone? Enough of these jokes. I'm a 300 level student. Daddy, my money has finished. They send 10,000, they send 20,000, they send 50,000, and then you are feeling cold. When are you going to start living life? Rise to your feet. I'm out of time in this first service.
We believe the Word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.